I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, Christians in Sudan are caught between war and persecution, labeled traitors, detained for their faith, and overlooked for aid. Around the world, the next generation of church leaders is rising, but many aren't equipped for crisis. Up next, we'll tell you what believers need now and how to pray. We'll start today in Sudan, where 2025 was an especially hard year for Sudanese, especially Christians. On top of war, they face persecution. Rafat Zamir, General Secretary of the Sudan Evangelical Alliance and an Open Door spokesperson, says,
"Even myself and many Christians have been detained and sent to court many times as enemies against the state."
Why enemies?
Both parties of the world does not like the church and does not want the Christian in the places they are ruling.
Christians are often labeled traitors, seen as allies of the other side. They're also frequently missed when humanitarian aid is distributed. Since the government chooses which NGOs can work, access for believers is often barred. And when Christians flee, they face anger from local communities.
Even in the safe areas where Christians have been settled after this war, they face a lot of persecution because they are unwanted in those areas.
This year, dedicate your prayers for the Sudanese.
I always believe in what Jesus said. The gates of hell will not conquer the church. This is his church, and he preserves it.
And pray for Sudanese detained pastors. Pray for the strength of believers to endure the trials they face. More at missionnews.org.
They close the Christian schools, Christian hospitals. They kick the missionaries outside the country.
And even as we look ahead at a new year, we're also looking back at this year's Christmas. Authorities in several countries reported stopping planned attacks on Christmas markets. Meanwhile, believers in persecuted countries stayed on high alert, taking extra precautions to remain safe during the holiday. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
"We know Christians are at extra risk at Christmas time. And in recent years, we've seen attacks in Nigeria, in Iraq, in Egypt, in DRC. There were threats last year in one particular district of Bangladesh."
This year in India, a children's carol choir was attacked. In Indonesia's West Java province, Muslims block Christians from celebrating Christmas. Attackers choose the Christmas season intentionally.
Those who hate Christians and hate the gospel, Christmas is a great opportunity for them.
Nettleton adds that during celebrations, many Christians gather together, making them a soft target. Even so, believers are trying to take precautions. Sometimes they assign someone to watch outside in case danger appears.
At the end of the day, they're relying on the Lord to protect them.
And in countries with high rates of persecution, believers live with the knowledge that an attack can happen at any time. So join us in praying for boldness for the persecuted church. And finally, the challenges of our time, wars, natural disasters, economic instability, and more, are shaping a new generation of leaders. Patrick Anthony from FMI says that while many leaders are well prepared theologically,
there can be a lack of perhaps awareness that pastors, ministry leaders, are also called to get their hands kind of dirty.
He explains that crises often demand practical help, not just pulpit ministry. FMI's partner in Indonesia adds,
"Currently, we need a leader who is somewhat different from the leaders of the past who tended to only specialize in certain fields."
In short, today's leaders need both ministry and practical skills because modern challenges are increasingly diverse and complex. Anthony points to their Kenyan partner. For years, churches followed the model of congregations financially supporting the pastor. But many communities are deeply poor and just simply can't. So, leaders made a shift. One leader saying,
"We need to help them learn what they can do business-wise and entrepreneurially so they can put food on their own table for their children and send their kids to school."
Pray for FMI as they encourage and train leaders in different parts of the world.
Here's a small business idea. They'll do it themselves and they'll pilot programs themselves, see what's effective and what's not.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.